Whilst I was watching today's BBC Click, they introduced an online application called Story Wars. And what Story Wars does is to encourage writers to submit chapters for stories that they develop collaboratively, in a sense. Someone will start off with the first chapter, and then other people are encouraged to submit their drafts of the next chapter. After two drafts have been submitted, a countdown clock starts, and whilst the clock's ticking, people can continue to submit drafts. But when the countdown finishes, that chapter is then closed, and people have the options to vote on which they feel should be the next chapter. And so that process continues up to, I think it's a maximum of 8 chapters. So you could have 8 different people contributing to a story. Or indeed, it might just be a pair of people who contribute alternate chapters. That entirely depends on the people who are viewing the stories. There are loads of stories already there, so if you aren't entirely comfortable with your students contributing their chapters, maybe you could just use this as a story resource, a place where you can come to read through other people's stories, or chapters, parts of stories. I would guess that the majority of people on Story Wars are younger people, though I may be wrong. Several of the chapters that I've read through seem to indicate that they're, less mature authors. So they may be people with whom your students can associate. And of course, because the authors on Story Wars are perhaps not known to your students, it might make it easier actually critiquing someone else's work. You'd be doing that offline, you wouldn't be doing it online, but being able to look at the structure of a particular story and be able to say why they feel that the language within it is right, or how they might have adapted that particular, even the constituent elements of the chapters. You know, what would they have chosen better words? And that discussion can all take place in a less threatening way than if they were critiquing the work of a student, fellow student within their class. So there's different ways that you can use Story Wars. If you do want your students to contribute, they will need an account, and that can either be done by associating their Story Wars account with their Facebook or Google account if they have one, or indeed just creating one from scratch on Story Wars. They do get points for submitting, starting a story off, or submitting drafts, or getting their draft chosen, so they can build up a number of points towards a position on a leaderboard. Perhaps that will be an interesting process, to actually go through the leaders on the leaderboard and try and establish whether or not they write better stories, and if they do, what is it about their writing that makes them more attractive to other readers. So I think there's lots of options, lots of different ways in which you can use a tool like Story Wars, even if it's not going to be something where your students are particularly creative. Give it a go.